Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Jim Sabella joins us from Block Club Chicago, and let's talk about Chicago's bike courier services. They are an endangered species, aren't they, Jen?
Indeed they are. Good morning, Bob. I remember when I first started working downtown, I would see these bike couriers all the time, delivering packages, delivering food. Now there are hardly any remaining bike courier collectives left in the city in the day of DoorDash and Uber Eats, and everyone's, you know, driving around delivering stuff. And there's delivery robots now. One of our freelance reporters talked to Cut Cats Couriers, which is one of the largest and last bike delivery companies in the city, and they've been around since 2012, and they have a pitch, which is, we do it better. We do it better than robots. We're gonna prioritize keeping your food hot. We're going to know how to get past security in your building and how to navigate your weird lobby. They just are really trying to sell the human touch that a live person brings to deliveries. And it's an interesting profile on them in general. They're actually a worker-owned cooperative, so everyone who's a delivery person with the Cut Cats has an investment in the larger company.
We'll see if Cut Cats can survive. This is an interesting story about the Riverwalk restaurant suing the city. They got kicked out, didn't they?
They did, and a new lawsuit filed against the city shed some light on what happened here. The Beat Kitchen was operating starting in 2020 and had a five-year lease on the Riverwalk. It was doing well despite not being able to operate for a few years due to COVID. And when the lease was up in 2025, they reapplied. To their surprise, they were rejected. And after suing the city and getting some information from behind the scenes, they found out that some people with the city basically pressured another restaurant to apply for the space instead of Beat Kitchen. Harris Gulf Shrimp, which is a black-owned business from the south side. Harris initially just wanted a little booth at the Riverwalk. They didn't want this big full-service space. But basically, somebody at the city was caught on email in writing saying, well, we'd love to have a black-owned business on the Riverwalk and consider, you know, why don't you consider moving into here? So now the Beat Kitchen is suing on saying that the city was racist, racially biased in giving this this space to Hares. They have nothing against the Hares Gulf Shrimp. They say this was the city's fault. So we will see what happens here. The city's not really commenting too much on it yet because of ongoing litigation. But yeah, as of now, the Beat Kitchen is not operating on the Riverwalk, and they hope to in the future.
Maybe by summer this will be resolved. More on that at blockclubchicago.org, including the story of neighbors raising funds to help a mother of four who is a home care aide. That's in Washington Park. Jen Sabella, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks, Bob.